you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you go on a first date on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I would. I couldn't care less about Valentine's Day.
You don't feel like that's added pressure, though, to go, like, your first date is on, like, the most romantic day of the year?
Oh, it's all superficial. I don't even know when Valentine's Day is. What date is it? Like, when is it? February 12th.
No. February 14th.
February 14th.
Every year. But this year, specifically, it lands on a Friday, which Friday night date, that sounds like the perfect time. But if you were to ask a girl, hey, or a woman, to go on a date, and it was your first one on Valentine's Day, does that just put too much pressure on it?
No, I'd absolutely go on a date on Valentine's Day. But there's a few things you got to worry about. A, can you get into anywhere? Because everywhere's booked out.
Mm-hmm.
And don't expect roses and flowers and a romantic time because it's still a first getting to know you date. It's just not going to be treated like Valentine's Day. And that's easy for me to do because I don't care about Valentine's Day
anyway. Because you didn't even know when it was.
And for us disregarded, disrespected single people out there, I think it's a great thing to do on a Valentine's Day. Go out, have some fun.
Okay, I think that's interesting, like, a guy's perspective on that. Like, it doesn't matter. It's another day. It's a Friday night. Let's go on a date. I wonder, on the flip side, for single women, if a guy were to ask you out on a date and it was the first date and it was Valentine's Day, would that kind of be like, let me pump the brakes a little bit. Maybe we wait for Saturday.
I want to actually pick your brain on this. I'm so glad you said that.
Okay.
Because I actually thought, you know, I'm not going on any dates now because my eye's black while I'm going through this chemo drops. But by the time Valentine's Day comes around, that's finished.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Friday night. I actually said to some people out there, I might want to go on a date that night. But would it be wrong to ask someone on a date because they would get the wrong impression? They'd be like, he's going in too hard. It's Valentine's Day. When the actual fact is, I don't care about Valentine's Day.
Stage five clinger.
Yeah, exactly. Would that go through your head, do you think?
I don't know. And I haven't been single in so long that I don't know. And I am one of those people that I fall into the hype of Valentine's Day. I like it. I need the reminders of, oh, yeah, I should probably tell my husband that I love him. So I'm probably the wrong person to ask. Let's throw it out to the IE. Going on a first date on Valentine's Day, is it extra pressure?
I'm very curious about this. Please wait and let us know. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy and Capron. Valentine's Day is a Friday night. I just found out it was a Friday night this year. I couldn't care less about Valentine's Day. Overpriced, overrated, and I'm being very cynical right now.
But I'm just wondering, if you are to go on a first date, because it is a Friday night, is it going to be weird because it's Valentine's Day?
And that's where I'm interested in this. 760 says, I don't think it's added pressure, but I do think it might be a little awkward when everyone around you has all been lovey-dovey with each other, and you're like, awkward. I don't really know you.
So what did you say your favorite color was? 951 says, Guy, do not go out on a first date on Valentine's Day. The meals are way too expensive, especially for a first date.
It's very, very true. And it's hard to get a reservation. But here's where I am with this. It's on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. A Friday night's usually when I go out on the date because we don't have work the next day.
Right.
And I don't really care about Valentine's Day, so it will just be a regular date. You know, I didn't even know the date of Valentine's Day. But what are they thinking?
Exactly. What are they thinking? It's the atmosphere with everybody around and everyone's all in love. And you're like, so I'm just trying to get to know you.
Yeah, if I text you, are you going to think, oh, that's weird? He's asking me on a first date on Valentine's Day when I don't really care. I don't know. What do you think?
760 says, I think it's a great idea to have your first date on Valentine's Day because that way you are golden if you end up marrying her because you're never going to forget the date.
That's very true, but that is a huge if. that is a huge if, you know? So I don't know what to do.
I think you're okay. Or just compromise and meet at the bar.
It's still a Valentine's Day date?
Yeah. Let's go get a Valentine's Day drink.